Blog Talk Radio.
Ready.
Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Good morning. God is good and his mercies endure forever and ever. It is a good day to be alive. I am grateful for just the fact that God protects us as we ride along in the cars. As we were traveling, we saw at least three accidents that were major. One truck was a semi-trailer. It was over on its side, and all of the goods were being transferred from that truck to the others. So, I mean, the traffic was backed up. So we were blessed to make it to our destination safely. And I thank everyone for your prayers. And we continue praying one for another as we come together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, not only while we're here, but in our own private time, we continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. So we're glad today for Tuesday, the 24th of December, 2019, which is the day before Christmas, the day before we celebrate as a nation Christmas Day. We know that many people don't realize what Christmas is all about. They don't realize that we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, but we celebrate Jesus every day by how we live and what we do and how we treat people. We share the love of Jesus Christ as often as we can. So this morning we're going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to give each one an opportunity to share how the birth of Jesus Christ and the burial and the resurrection has been good for your life as far as living in Jesus Christ. So we will do that later in the hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So, Lord God Almighty, we just thank you so much. One other thing I want to say, if my voice drops, if you don't hear me speaking, if Apostle Horsley will just jump right in and take over because I have a bad signal here, and then when I come back, they'll be fine. So we'll just continue to move on in the hour. Amen? So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you so much for you are God and God alone. There is nothing better than knowing you. There's nothing better than just receiving you into our lives and not just knowing you as a spirit or just as a God, but to know you in a personal, tangible way, knowing you have brought us here for such a time as this. We praise you today, Lord. We just glorify you, God, because you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy of all the honor, the praise, and the glory that we can give to you, Lord. We get up each morning and we just thank you for the day. Thank you, Lord, for the hour that we're here with each other. Thank you for the spirit of one accord here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have done. You have done great things this particular year. And not just speaking of the year, we talk about this month, this week, Lord, you have done great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes, Lord, and down through the years, even before we came to know you, Lord, you were taking care of us. You were doing things for us because others were praying, and that's one reason why we pray, God, because somebody prayed for us, and we have the victory today, Lord, because of those prayers. The fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. We know where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. And, Lord, as we touch and agree and ask anything in your name, we know that it shall be done. So we're grateful, Lord, today for just knowing that you have given us your word, and your word shall not go out and return to you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, O God. And we're grateful for Jesus Christ and how he did come in the form of a sinful man, but he knew no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth, Lord. We're grateful for what he did in showing us that we can live sanctified and holy lives, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, for the fact that he did go to the cross, and he hung there in all the pain and all the shame. Yes, he did, and he did go down into the grave, and he became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So we're grateful for what he did. Because of his victory, we have the victory in our lives. And we're grateful that he was so kind that he sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, I say, have your way in this place. Lead us, guide us, Lord, even as we're praying. We ask you to go in the right direction with our prayers, Lord, that we will pray according to your will, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, today for all the families who are gathering, oh God, that there will be peace, Lord. We know that sometimes families get together and there is no peace, Lord. We are praying for peace today, Lord. Peace in the midst of the gatherings, in the midst of the coming together, Lord. We are praying, oh God, that Somebody may even receive Jesus as their Savior as we're gathering as a family. There are those, oh God, who may gather who may not know you and the partner of their sins. Lord, we come against every blockage, amen, everything that will come against the spirit of yielding to you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to take the darkness from around their eyes that they will see the light of Jesus Christ. Take away the stony heart, Lord, and give them a heart of flesh, Lord, so that they will come and ask, what must I do to be saved? And ask you to forgive them of their sins, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, today for that. We're praising you, God, for just drawing people to yourself, Lord. And, Lord, as you draw them, we pray that they will yield to you, yield to the Holy Ghost, oh God, and receive Jesus as Savior. That is very key in this time and age that we're living in, oh God. Oh, my God, we thank you for just blessing the different ones, Father, who have come to the line, those who are here now, those who will come later, those who have been here with us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. I pray, Lord, that you cover each family with the blood of Jesus. I pray, God, today that you bless each one who may need a healing. Lord, I pray that you would bless those who need finances, Lord. Each and every one can use some extra money because money answered all things, and that is your word, God. But, Lord, we know that as you give to us, oh God, we will bless others, oh God. We will help somebody, oh God. We will not just hoard it upon our own selves, Lord, but we will be a blessing, oh God. That is why you bless us, so that we can bless somebody else. So we thank you, Lord, today for the spirit of giving, not just this time and place, Lord, but giving throughout the year, giving of our love, giving of our time, giving of our talent, giving of our tents. And Lord, we thank you for each and every one who has sown into this ministry, oh God, that you bless, that you enlarge their finances, oh God, that you multiply it at least 1,000 times more than what it is right now, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for favor, God. Lord, we decree this morning that you will extend favor with God and man to each and every one of us as we go through the rest of this year, Lord, and get to the next year, Lord. We are thanking you, Lord, for that today. And Lord, we're praying for the little kids, Lord, those, oh God, who may be out there on the street with their moms and dads running around in a homeless situation, Lord, that you help them to find a place of rest, Lord, a place of warmth, Lord. There's cold across the nation, there's rain across the nation, snow in some places, oh God, and there are people out on the streets, Lord. So we pray for them to find a place, Lord, to rest their heads and be in comfort, oh God. And Lord, as we go through the rest of the year, Lord, help us not to forget, Lord, those who are within our churches, oh God. Some people in our churches are going through some things, God. Some people in our churches are having a rough time, a hard time, Lord. So we pray, Father, that we will show love one to another. Lord, each one will teach one how to love, Lord. There's some people who don't understand what love is all about. So we know that you are love, and God is love, and those who do not love are not of you, Lord. So we pray and thank you, Lord, today for the spirit of love. Lord, I pray for my sister Rosalyn. Pray, God, that you heal her body, Lord, whatever it is that the virus or whatever it is that was in her belly, Lord, that it would be completely removed by the time she wakes up this morning, oh God. There are others, oh God, who need that healing. So we decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, Father. And we thank you, Lord, today for healing her and just giving her the strength, oh God, to move on in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray a special prayer for Shanitra and for Charlotte, oh God, that there will be peace between the girls, Lord, between those young women, oh God, that there will be peace in the home, God. In the name of Jesus, and anything the devil has brought to try to cause confusion, I bind it up and cast it into the abyss, and I loose the spirit of love, I loose the spirit of reconciliation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. In Jesus' name, I pray, Father, for the bishops and the pastors, the preachers, the evangelists, the teachers, Lord, the fivefold ministry, oh God, each one, Lord, those who go out to reach the lost, Lord, and even those who are just those who have come to you, God. Many people have come, Lord, and have not shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we will all go out and spread the word, Lord, that Jesus has come and that he is here in the spirit realm, oh God, that he's come to seek and to save that which was lost, Lord. So we're thanking you, Lord, today that those who are lost shall be found, oh God. Those who are wandering around shall come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, I pray for Francis that you heal his hand. He cut his hand real bad yesterday. I pray for healing, oh God, that you will seal up that wound, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. Amen, amen, and amen. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. We praise you today, Father. Glory, glory, glory to your name. So this morning, my God, we just, I'm going to read the scripture of the week. And we know that God has just been so good. And yes, Lord, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, my Lord, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me and keeping me each and every day. So right now, let's read Luke chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. And it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. My God, just to know that there was a telling before Jesus came that he would be here many years before his birth. There was some people who spoke, and I believe Isaiah was one who spoke about Jesus' birth, and I was glad for him knowing that God had blessed him to know that Jesus would come. And at this particular time in the scripture, the angel was telling the people that in the city of David, that Jesus Christ was the Savior. He was the one who was being that had been born. And just to know that his birth helps us to know that we are rebirthed in him. We also have been born again. He came in the flesh, but we have come through the Spirit of God, and we are now new creatures in him. We are new creatures through the fact that we have asked God to come into our lives and to forgive us of our sins and to take away the things that shouldn't be. As God has blessed us to come to the body of Christ, we know that we can just share what God did. I mean, this is so awesome how he did come to the earth and born of a Virgin Mary. That's the thing that many people just couldn't understand, that the Virgin had the baby. God had impregnated Mary through a miracle. And so we thank God that Jesus is a miracle. Yes, he is. He's a miracle for all of us. And that the things that we're being told today, things that we can take with us as we continue to stay connected to our power source because of what Jesus did. We're connected to the power source because he sent the Holy Ghost. We're connected to the power source. I mean, this is something that we have to keep in our hearts and minds, that we are staying connected to him. And as they were being told, the wise men are being told of Jesus' birth, we know that the angels begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The heavenly host begin to praise the Lord. So we are grateful that we have seen the word of God come to pass. We have seen the miraculous happening. And because of that, we will keep our eyes on him and not fall down and not become faint and lose heart. And we just thank the Lord for this morning. We thank God for everyone who's here today. And we know that each one has a special thing that has happened in your life as a result of what Jesus did on the cross. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to share how coming to Jesus Christ has been a blessing to you. You can say whatever you desire, but we want you to share something this morning. So the lines are open to those who are already here. So you can go ahead and speak this morning. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Is anybody out there? I'm sure somebody can say something about what Jesus has done for you.
Good morning. This is Sister Jeannie. I want to I want to thank God for someone who's no longer here, who introduced me to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, and that was Evangelist Brenda, and also the special people, all the other special people in my life, in particular my niece. I'm not going to call her name, but she's always been there for me every day since God brought her back into my life. We have a special bond now, and I'm so happy, and I'm thankful. And thankful for you, Pastor Darlene. This service is so uplifting to me each and every day, and I love everyone, and God bless everyone. Circle of friends.
Amen.
And Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jenny. We appreciate you being here, and we pray that God will continue to bless you and strengthen you and heal your life, your family, everything about you. We pray for each and every person in your family. Often we hear you asking us to pray for your family. We believe that the Lord will continue to bless them and draw those who do not know him as Savior, as King. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who else is out there today?
Good morning. Good morning, this is Sister Kenesha. I just want to say praise God, and I thank God for this ministry. I am thankful that God has kept me. I am an only child. My parents have been gone since I was 19. And God has kept me. And I don't know if many of you know Jersey City, but I was born and raised in Jersey City, New Jersey. It's a really small urban town in North Jersey. And God has kept me, sent me, you know, he's been my mom and my dad. So although my physical parents has gone away, my Lord and Savior, my relationship, I just thank him for being in my life since I was a little girl. And I'm just so thankful for him. Even right now, I'm married, and I served in the military. I've deployed 3 times, and God has brought me and my troops back. I'm just so grateful for everything he's done in my life. But right now, even though I'm going through a struggle in my marriage, I'm just ever so grateful for everything he has done for me and my life. I'm just so grateful. And I'm just walking by faith and trusting that this too shall pass and he'll continue to bless me and my family. And I just say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Amen, amen. Sister Kenesha, thank you for sharing that. And we know that God is right there with you. And we do go through things during the course of our lives. And we believe that God will restore your marriage and help it to be a wonderful marriage. And no matter what you see right now, we continue to pray and God will bless it, and it will be as God has designed it to be, as God designed the husband to love the wife, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, and the wife will continue, Sister Kenesha will continue to just love God and love her husband and do well, and we just pray that God covers you every place that you walk and every day that you get up, that he will give you the strength to go on and do his will and to live his life, live a life of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Let the Spirit of the Lord continue to dwell upon you, and the peace that surpasses all understanding, let it keep you in perfect peace as your mind is stayed on him. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Go ahead. Say your name again. I heard somebody else before me.
Yvonne Laster. I just thank God for being here and bringing my leg on. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I got permission to drive a little bit. So I'm doing better. I thank God for that because my leg had been giving me problems at nighttime, but it's better now, and I thank God for that. And my family. And everybody
Amen.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Yvonne, for sharing that with us. And we know that God is there with you, for you, and he's working that leg to make it like new. He's the one who provided you with the leg in the beginning. And we know that he will continue to heal that leg, and we decree that you're completely healed by the stripes of Jesus, and we're praying for your family, and God will bless your family and keep your family in peace, and that there will be that you all come together for the holidays, for Christmas and New Year's, and just God strengthening you. I believe that God will strengthen you every day. Each and every day you will see yourself strengthened a little bit more, and that you will continue to rise up and shine and give him the glory because you have the victory in him. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Okay. All right. Anybody else want to share this morning?
Amen. Also, Sashi, I thank God for prayer and deliverance ministry. Thank God for the circle of friends. Thank God for the years, so many years of doing a live broadcast. Every now and then, just have to reflect on that. That nine times out of ten, it's just live, and the Lord just had His way. I thank God for how He just speaks from eternity and gives a word and drops a nugget and teaching and the people that come in at their hearts in one accord. I noticed that a lot of the saints that are on the line, they sound almost similar. That's why I'll be asking the name sometime twice, because that spirit be covering of the one accordness. Thank God for the teacher. Thank God that we're here on Christmas Eve. Hallelujah, God. And just blessing the name of the Lord. I thank God because been going through this has been a trying year. And I think it's in 1 Peter, he said, they can not strange these fiery trials that come up against you, though something strange happened to you. But the scripture on the week, one of the weeks here, there's all of them are beautiful, but the one that really blessed me real good recently was the one that we had Isaiah, I think it was 6 and 9. And then as we were moving, we're going through, God said to ask Pastor, and I thank God for her doing it. She went back up to Isaiah 69:6, and one when it says, and that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, sitting upon his throne. Then it begins to speak about the things that were going on there, what Isaiah saw as he was looking in, and it became prophetic that we'd gone into 2020. Fasting and praying and believing the Lord to do a great number of things, looking at the broadcast, hallelujah to God. And I was explaining to someone, they were there listening to the broadcast. I said, you know, you don't see behind the scene, hallelujah. And, you know, everyone have a life, their life that they live with and they go through, hallelujah to God. And it gave great peace, and it was a revelation for me as we go into 2020. That everything was going to be lifted up, because when I looked and began to reflect on the scripture gave me, because no matter what you're going through, that even though it was a thing as death and people untimely deaths and we hear about murders and things are going on, even in this particular year, in this particular time, years ago, when the prophet Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, he saw him, he was in the state there. He was high and lifted up his glory, and his train had filled the temple. It gave me confidence to know that everything is going to be all right. And what he saw was he saw the working, the ministering spirits, the angels there, how they flow, how they reverence, and it began to speak about the attributes of God, hallelujah to God. And when he saw that there, and for us, God had took him with all his glory. He just said, he gave us his son, Jesus Christ, which birthday, and that thing just got inside of my soul. Hey, cool, yeah, see. And when it began to illuminate, it sort of changed the whole outlook and the trajectory that we're going, and that we're going to be all right as we go forward in Christ. And we learned so much about the source, to see if we're connected to your power source. I call it the base power source, but be connected to that spiritual side. It was very rich. It was very enlightened. Matter of fact, it was life-changing. Hallelujah. It puts you into a place. Let me know if I talked to one pastor now. It puts you in a place where you can hear from God. And if God is not speaking to you audibly, he's not speaking to you through his word, hallelujah. But what happens, it brings you into a close relationship with God, hallelujah, God. That no matter what you go through, when I reflect back that when he saw a thing, and a lot of times, death, people don't get over death. You learn to live with it, especially if it's the death of a child or a loved one, untimely death. It's something that you don't get over with. You don't forget about it, but you learn to live with it. But when you can just reflect that, even in Isaiah, when you look, and when he left us, had this revelation that even at that time, that things were going on, he saw the Lord high and lifted up. And then he began to see the blessings that were around the Lord, servants and cherubims and things that were strength, things that just talk about all the attributes of God, how he was surrounded, how the angels cried, holy, 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 just a heavenly vision at this particular time. Then out of this, he had that being, every time that you, what it was saying to me, that, you know, like the two. Every time you get into the presence of God, there's a revelation. God, at this particular time, he gave the word that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And thank God for Isaiah being in the spirit on that day. Hallelujah to God. And he began to write down or began to get recorded that he was going to send the government, he was going to send us a son, Jesus Christ, the government, and it was just a blessing. I thank God for that, looking forward to going forward, looking forward to the rest of the lifetime, just being able to just lean on that whenever it comes back to mind, that everything is going to be all right, because God, he wasn't upset, he was just sitting there on his throne, and even though he was sitting there, everything was perfect there, and he began to speak revelation. I mean, that he was the same yesterday, today and forever. So I thank God for the broadcast. We're able to do it live. We're looking to go forward. Hallelujah, God. And God orders this. Hallelujah, God. He dropped it in the heart. I know God's going to meet the need. So I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody and looking for a prosperous New Year's. I thank God for the broadcast today. Thank you, Jesus. Hope it didn't take too long. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing that. And we decree that the Lord covers you and your wife and continues to bless you and opens up doors that need to be open for you. He's already got some doors open for you. You need to walk through them. The victory belongs to Jesus, and the victory is yours through him. So I just thank God for you and your gift as you continue to come. Even in the time of your sickness, you were here as you could come. While you were in the hospital, you were still working for the Lord. So I appreciate your tenacity in doing his will and his work. And God has not forgotten about you. He is still there for you. So I thank you for being here this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else out there with sharing what the birth of Jesus Christ and how his coming has blessed us through our lives? So those who have not spoken, you still have an opportunity to share something. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. This is Celestica. I just want to thank God for his mercies that endured forever. Above all, I want to thank him for saving me and giving me an opportunity to save him, because saving God has truly saved my life. And I thank God for this fellowship, this circle of friends, and the opportunity to fellowship with, great men and women of God, and being able to be encouraged. It's just a special relationship that God has given us at this circle of friends, at this prayer, praise, and deliverance. Most of us, we know each other in the spirit and voices, but we have never met each other physically, but we feel that connection, and I do feel it, that all of you are part of my family. And this year has been a wonderful year. There were some ups and downs, but as I look back, I truly count my blessings. God has been good to me and my family, and he has never failed me. He is very faithful, always faithful. And just this Sunday, I want to thank God for having all my family with me at the house of the Lord. We went to church, all of us together, all my children, all my grandchildren were here, and went to church together. And lo and behold, you know, the steps of a good man, of a good woman or a good person are ordered by God. God orders our steps. The night before, which was a Sunday, my son mentioned that he is not going to work, and which will be a prayer request. I will ask you to pray for him in a little bit. But what happened is I asked him, are you going to church? Can you go to church with us tomorrow? And he said, I really didn't want to go to church, but if it makes you happy, I will. I said, yes, it will make me happy. I will be very, very happy if you go to church with us tomorrow. And I had signed up to help out, you know, on Sunday at church. So I went to church a little bit early to help out because they had a special Christmas program. So I had signed up to help out. And I was not necessarily surprised, but I was overwhelmed with joy when I saw my family, all of them coming in. And after the service, the pastor had a special prayer for families. So he started with the other ministers. You know, each minister will stand with their family, and, you know, all the people in he also his service will stand with their families. And I said, look at God. He knew there is a special blessing today. And it was like a pull of the side, a kind of an experience. I mean, the presence of God just overtook. The service started at 11. It was like 3:30 when the service was over, and nobody wanted to leave. I mean, usually services by 12, people are rushing, they are leaving, but nobody wanted to leave. They were still there, and people still fellowshipping. I think it was more by the time I left. I still left a few people at the church. So I am really thankful and grateful that God is restoring what the enemy had stolen for me. Most people I fellowship with and I talk with, they know my heart is for the people, is for soul winning. But I'm grieved when I go out there and win souls and share the goodness of the Lord with other people, and they come to the Lord when my children are being left behind. So God is just that seed that was sown in them is coming back, and I am believing God that this year, this coming year, 2020, is going to be a good year. It's going to be a year of full manifestation of the presence of God, you know, at another level, especially the restoration of families and children getting back to where they belong, and they belong to Jesus. So I am really grateful for each and every one of you, and praying and in agreement with me and in agreement with each other. My prayer request is to continue praying for my children, especially my son Abraham, for he who has started a good thing in him, he will complete it. It's just becoming full circle, getting back to God. There is an incident that happened at his job last week, and he is really down. I can tell he is, and, you know, kind of really down. And I tried to talk to him. He, you know, some things you don't want to share with your mother or with your parents. But I am asking you to continue praying for Abraham, for God to restore him, his both cut his hours. And that was kind of a sour sweet thing, because that made him being able to come to church, because he is in retail and they work on Sundays. So that opened up the Sunday for him to come to church. But whichever way God wants to do, give him another job, restore him, because they have cut his hours really. It's putting him down. So if you can pray for him to find favor with those in position of authority over him at his job, and, you know, give him another chance, because he did make a mistake. But if God wants to open another door, because I do believe God takes us from glory to glory. He doesn't take us backwards, and everything that happened in our lives, you know, even whatever the enemy has meant for bad, God can turn it around for the good. And I would the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ and remembering this day, we are also privileged that some of us will receive a gift or two, you know, on this behalf. It's not our birthday, it's his, but we get something out of it. So we are blessed to both in the supernatural, in the spiritual, and also in the natural. In Jesus' name, and a happy new year, prosperous new year is ahead of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for sharing that. And we just speak blessings over you and your family. We know that God shall draw them, and they will heed the call at some point. It doesn't matter what they're doing right now. God has already worked that out. And as for Abraham, we're going to pray for him later, but I decree and declare that God opens up an opportunity for him that he will not feel bad and feel down and out, but to know that God has a better opportunity for him in the future. I cover all your grandchildren and your children with the blood of Jesus as they move forward in him. Amen. All right. Anybody else want to share this morning? We're talking about how the birth of Jesus Christ has impacted your life. Amen. We have others who have not shared yet.
Good morning. This is Sister Juanita. I'm just so grateful in his name. I thank God that when the Lord was putting forth to do our work. So here I send me, and I'm so grateful to God for sending Jesus Christ that we may have a right to the tree of life, not because we deserve anything, but because God loved us so much that he did not want us to just perish into hell. I'm grateful to God that in spite of everything that has been happening in my life over the past years, that I still have in the Lord, that I can still hold on. No, not just me. We can still hold on, you know, because I know we've all gone through some experiences, things, but thank God because of the birth and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because of what he did, become that bridge between us and our God the Father, that we can continue to look up, that we can go through things. Yeah, we go through things, but praise God that we come through and we always come through pure gold. So I'm just grateful to God. There's so much. I just have so much to be thankful for. But I want to thank you, Pastor Latica, for sharing that testimony about you, because my prayer has been for my family that before this year's out, even for watch night service, that, you know, so many of our families like to, and they like to party and drink. But I've been praying and asking God that this year for watch night service, that my family will come in and spend time on their face, calling out to the Lord, thanking God for all he's done, and recognize that it's the Lord. It's nothing but the Lord. And I'm believing God for that. So I really thank you for sharing that. It was such an encouragement to me. And I just want to ask everyone, you know, that we continue to pray one for another and encourage one another and share whether we're going through or whether we're not. You know, share, even when we're going through some stuff, you know, let's share that we can pray and continue to encourage each other. Just grateful. I mean, I'm so grateful. I'm just actually coming home because, and I guess I need to share this testimony. I have some friends that's going, you know, I go over and I help them, you know, get dressed. I help them do different things. And when I came in on Sunday morning to get ready for church, and I said, Lord, devil, I'm still going to church. I put my clothes back on, and I went to visit one of my fellow churches. And then when I came back home, I said, Lord, I need more. So I went out to another ministry, which I fellowship with, and had such a great word, such a great time. And then I came home and said, okay, Lord, now I have to find the plumber. I got to do some things. So I called the plumber. Sunday evening. And by the time Monday morning came, my heat had came back on. And I said, Lord, you are so good. Because, you know, I was trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for this plumbing installation of a new boiler. But the heat came back on. I said, Lord, I'm just going to give you praise. I'm not saying anything to anybody. I'm just going to give you praise. And thank you for taking away where there seemed to be no way. So from Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning, I had no heat. But the heat just kicked back on yesterday, and I'm grateful. So I just thank God. It's so good. You know, he He's just so good and so loving. And I'm just grateful to be a part of the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance circle of friends, and that we continue to pray and encourage and share our testimonies, and that we not grow weary in well-doing, because there is a due season for each and every one. Thank you, Jesus. That's my testimony.
Amen.
And my... Amen.
Praise God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Sister Juanita, for that. And we just speak a prayer over you that God will bless you continuously. Thank him for blessing you with that heat, because I know what it's like to be in the cold. I don't like being cold. So I thank God for that miracle for you, and that you are covered by the blood. Your family shall come in the name of Jesus and do the will of the Father. I believe that. I believe that as we continue to pray, that we will see them coming, some collectively, some one by one. And so we just thank God for you being a wonderful woman of God and staying in prayer and being on your knees for your family. And I know that God will reward you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Anybody else want to share this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Grace. Merry Christmas. And I'm thankful to be in this fellowship, because we're all going through and we don't see one another, but we're not alone. We're in Christ Jesus, and the Lord just multiply his word and call our families, and we pray for ourselves and one another and the marriages and our leaders and all of that, because it's God that does all of the work. And we just obey, endeavor to do what he says, to pray. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Grace. And God cover you, bless you, increase and enlarge you, and help you to be all that you can be in him, as you keep your eyes on him and not on your circumstances. And your family is blessed because of you, because of what you do in Christ. So I pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen and help you to just move into places where you may not have thought to move in, that he will open up some doors for you that you may not have even thought. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has in store for those who love him. So I know that you love the Lord, and that God will bless you tremendously as we go forth in your life. Amen, amen. Sister Belinda.
Good morning. I just have a little throat infection, like always, but I know I'm being healed. I just want to come in agreement with everybody. But I know as this year go out, we're still going to be on the prayer line next week. I know that 2020, there's a vision that each and every one of us can see. God is going to grant each and every one of us favor, you know, because we're not on this prayer line for fun. We're not on here just to, you know, be on here. We're here interceding not only for our family, our neighbors, and our friends. We're praying and interceding for the entire world, the world that we don't even know those people. So I just want to thank God for his son, Jesus, the birth of Jesus. You know, he is our Savior. So I'm in agreement with everybody on this prayer line. And I know that my phone was off yesterday. I didn't have any funds to pay for my phone, but I just want to tell y'all, yesterday somebody just walked up and gave me $150 so that I can get my phone turned back on. So God is good, and he's no respecter of person. And each and every one of us, let's just expect favor from God.
Amen.
And I just want
Amen.
To continue
Thank you.
Yeah, pray. Yeah, we're going to pray for our families, each and every one of us. As Pastor Darlene, as you said, and all the pastors on the line, each and every one of our family members that we are concerned about. We're not worried. We're concerned. And God is going to draw them in, and he's going to do something about the you know, the least, the lost, and the last. And he's going to restore those marriages. And brothers and sisters, desperately pray with me for my friends Stephen and Nina for their marriage. So all marriages to be built on the word of God. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Sister Belinda, we just thank you for sharing with us, and we know that God, because you always have that positive outlook of just putting the words out there for us to be blessed and to have favor. And I know that God sees and knows your heart, and your heart's desire shall come to pass. As you pray for your family, we pray for them too, and that God will bless them to come to the place where they need to be in Him. And we will have a time in a few minutes to pray for these different things that have been put out there in the atmosphere. Amen. God bless you, strengthen
Amen.
You, and keep
Amen.
You
God
forevermore. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen. There are a few more who have not shared something that God, that you can say that God has blessed you because you are, because He came, because He was born. So those who have not said anything, we're giving you an opportunity right now. Amen.
Good morning. This is Lois, and I want to thank God for the prayer line, for you all praying for me, praying for my family, and I'm thanking Him in advance for the healing that my sister, who we have been praying for. I know it's on the way. She has improved, but I'm just thanking Him. And I thank Him for, I travel a lot, for the traveling grace that we don't be in an accident. And I just want to thank Him for hearing my prayers as I cast all my cares on to Him, because I know He cares for me.
Amen.
And, you know, that I really hadn't had a tragedy to happen in the family. Biggest one is my oldest sister. You know, God has kept her, because she has cancer. That's my sister Eddie Mae, and she has had it for years, and He keeping His hands on her, and she's doing well. And the next one is my next oldest sister, who's Willa Mae. And you see things happening to people, but when it hit home, you know, it kind of make you feel some kind of way. But you know that God don't have no respect for people. So, you know, it hurts. But, you know, if, you know, and that's the way He is, and, you know, He's not a just God. You know, what happened to others can happen to you. But I just want to thank Him, because I do have faith, and I know He's a miracle God.
Amen.
And because I got a miracle, that I know it was nobody but Him, because I have a son who the doctor said that if he lived, he would be a vegetable. And at this particular time, him and some friends, they were playing, and my husband had tied a rope, and, you know, he had the rope on his neck, and he was standing on the picnic table, which was back rotten, but it slipped. And so he was hung himself, and the doctor, you know, told me if he lived, he would be a vegetable. So that's my biggest testimony. Because, you know, I prayed, I cried, I prayed, I cried. My church, my community prayed. And I kind of hung on the 23rd Psalm. And I would go to the 23rd and 24th, but I would read it over and over and over again. And that Sunday morning, it happened on a Friday. And that Sunday, it wasn't that Sunday morning, but it was during that day. You know, I didn't know what was happening, but I can feel it coming from something moving through my body that came from my feet, traveled all the way up my body and out through my head. But I still didn't know what was going on, and then I couldn't cry anymore. So that aiming, when I went into CCU, ICU, that's where he was. And he opened his eyes, and, you know, and I, not that moment, but when I did go out to the, back into the waiting room, because I really made that my home, the hospital for that moment. And it came to me the reason why I could no longer cry. You know, I just couldn't cry no more. And what had taken place, that God was telling me that everything was going to be all right. Everything, you know, was all right. And so I know God is a good God. Although, you know, I prayed, I understand when my mama passed, but when they said how sick she were, but I just knew that it was a miracle of God. But then I have to thank God for being on his own time. We might not get what we want, but God already got our life planned out. But I just thank him for the faith. I thank him for keeping me. I thank him for keeping my family. I thank him for keeping you all. And I thank him for all of you that praise. And my prayer is that we have a blessed new year, and if everybody have a Merry Christmas, and everybody, you know, see what God is answering your prayer, because we do have a good God. And we just hold on to the faith and know who he is. And I just thank him. Thank him. And for 2020, I would like to see more of my family members saved. I would like all of you to be saved. And you all have a blessed Christmas.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lord. I thank the Lord for you. Thank you for sharing that. And we know that God has already proven himself in your life and in your family's life. And we are believing with you that your family shall come to Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what they're doing, as you say, in the future. Amen. They look so much better because they are serving the Lord. And your family shall be healed, as we will pray in a few minutes about these different things that God has put on our hearts. Anybody else out there who has not shared would like to share something this morning about what the birth of Jesus Christ has done to impact your life? Okay, well, thank the Lord for everybody. I thank God for how he just blessed me just to be here and to know him, because if I had not received Jesus as my Savior, I'm sure I would not be here in this earth realm at this point in my life because of the things that I was doing, places I was going, and just the fact that he waited on me. He was patient with me. He had somebody praying for me. My mom and dad, they prayed diligently for all the children. And so I just thank God for just giving me the desire for him, and that I can go and share the gospel, that I have an opportunity to spread the word that Jesus reigns and he reigns forevermore, and just to have the joy of the Lord in my spirit. I mean, that is so good. And I thank God for every person who comes. I thank you, each and every lady and every man who is here, the mighty men of valor, the powerful women who pray. This is beautiful. Just to have a group of people who are diligent about the Lord, who are serious about him, who are faithful to the cause of Christ. We appreciate you, and I pray that the Lord will continue to just show himself large in your life and increase and enlarge you every day. I love you all, and I know that you love me too. So before we leave today, we are going to pray. We have a few things that I have written down as you were talking and some things that somebody had given me. So we want to pray for Charlotte and Shanitra. They have had some issues over the last few days. They are supposed to be having family gathering, and they're having some issues. So we want to pray for Charlotte and Shanitra, who are sisters, that they will have some peace about themselves. We want to pray for my sister Rosalind, who has, we believe it's food poisoning, that she is healed completely. We want to pray for Francis, who cut his finger. He's doing some work around the house, cut his finger on some glass, and it was pretty deep, and it kept bleeding last night. So we want to pray for him. We're going to be praying for Sister Kenesha and her marriage, that God will continue to restore it. I want to pray for Abraham, all of us praying for Abraham and his job issue, that God will bless him and help him to get a better job, and also Pastor Scholastica's children. I want to pray for Stephen and Nina for their marriage, Lois's family healing, and whatever else we want to pray for. We're just going to come together and pray together right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you today for
Father, we
just being able to pray, Lord.
Prayer,
just
pray
with God.
Lord God, exactly. All
right.
Each and every one of us, Lord God. You know what we need to pray.
We thank you, Lord,
ask for God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that you would grant everybody favor. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would turn every situation around to their good.
All of our ways.
We bless your holy name today, Lord God. We're walking upright this morning, Lord God, touching and agreeing with each and every one on this prayer line, Lord God.
pour out your spirit upon all flesh this morning, that we can worship and praise you. We adore you this morning, God. We have to, because you kept your eyes on us and you had your angels encamped around us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. The fresh morning dew. We thank him for it this morning. Thank you for the weather, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let the electricity go off, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect those that are in the snow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of nowhere. We trust you. We have to trust you. We lean on you right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But we thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for everyday living. And we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for opening up our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our mouth to speak. Thank you for pouring out your spirit this morning. Thank you for angels being encamped around us right now. Thank you that Jesus' blood is over every doorpost in the name of Jesus. Thank you for promotion. Thank you for protection in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for provision. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for people getting jobs that they didn't even expect in the name of Jesus. Increase on their jobs right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Promotion from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Pulling down those strongholds. We thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Every change in the midnight hour. Thank you for it.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank the Lord this morning for all these prayers. Thank God for the just the desire to be here. Tomorrow is Christmas. We're going to put a recording on. We will not be here live tomorrow. So we pray that you all will have a wonderful time with your family, enjoying what God has provided for us as families and friends, and share the love, you know, share the love of Christ. You know, you don't have to badger people and beat them over the head with the Bible, but, you know, say a kind word to the people and let them know that Jesus loves them. We love them, and I know that we will be eating some delicious food tomorrow, and I hope that I don't overdo it, and I hope that everybody does things in moderation. I do things in the spirit of temperance, but I do enjoy yourselves, because God says in his word that if we obey and serve him, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. Next Tuesday, we ask that you bring some olive oil. We're going to be blessing the olive oil on Tuesday. So bring your olive oil with you. Have it where you are sitting or wherever you may be. And we're going to pray over the olive oil as we do each year. And we know that God uses the olive oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that we will use it to help others to know that God is real. Sometimes we have to anoint the head with oil. We have to anoint people with oil, because that's what God has provided for us. So bring the oil on Tuesday. Come back on Thursday. Apostle Horsley, we're believing that he will have some rich word for us. And then on Friday, Pastor Scholastica, we will look forward to what she will share, because we always hear some awesome word from these mighty men and women of God. I love each and every one of you. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. And that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.
Amen.
Love you all.
Oh.
God bless.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.